You're tuned to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One with KCBX News. I'm Tyler Pratt. In San Luis Obispo County, 97% of Cambria's Coast Unified School District teachers have voted no confidence in the district's current superintendent. The teachers cast their vote earlier in the summer and then delivered it to the board last month. The Coast Unified Board of Trustees held a special meeting Thursday night to evaluate the superintendent's performance and to consider whether to continue her employment with the district. But first, they heard from a packed room of teachers, staff, and parents. The Cambria Unified School District is comprised of four schools, an elementary, middle, and high school, and a continuation school. Dr. Vicki Schumacher took the reins of Cambria USD in 2014. Last year, teachers' agitations that their voices weren't being heard began to bubble over.
For months and for the last couple of years, we have been told our input was valuable. And as a staff and stakeholders, we have stood here and sat in meetings and begged and pleaded for what we know is best for our schools and our programs. And we've been ignored.
That's Darcy Wetzel speaking at Thursday night's meeting. She teaches at Coast Union High School. Wetzel's comments echoed other speakers who said Dr. Schumacher's leadership has been ineffective. Outside after the meeting, Wetzel said her school has not received the additional classes and teachers it needs. And in some cases, teachers have been removed.
So I'll give you an example. Our AP science teacher who teaches AP bio and has a master's degree and teaches all upper level has been sent this year to the grammar school to teach science to kindergartners and first graders.
Wetzel says these kind of placements don't make sense. In their letter to the school board, the teachers say Dr. Schumacher does not work collaboratively with the staff and has created an environment of distrust. The letter also describes large program cuts for the student population where English may be a second language. Marisol Petit is the district's translator.
You know, we're 75% Hispanic. A lot of programs have been cut. We need the basics. I mean, the Hispanic community in this area is pretty much the bread and butter.
Only one teacher in the district disagreed with the long list of allegations against Dr. Schumacher, which also includes mismanagement of district funds. KCBX News reached out to Dr. Schumacher, but she did not return our call. She was also not present for the public comment portion of Thursday's meeting. Joe Sassaman, who is president of the Cambria Coast Teachers Association, says ultimately Dr. Schumacher's actions have led to a hemorrhaging of the district's teachers and student population.
We're seeing a lot of unhappy people. We lost last year. We had three managers quit, or two quit and one got let go. And then we've also saw a teacher leave because they're not happy with the direction. You know, we have problems with, you know, declining enrollment.
During the meeting, Sassaman summed up the whole situation by saying,
I kind of liken it to a coach. We're losing here, guys.
At Thursday night's meeting, the school board said they have heard the concerns of the community, but were unlikely to take any immediate actions regarding Dr. Schumacher's employment. Board President Samuel Shalhoub says they will issue the results of their private evaluation by the board's first meeting in October. Tyler Pratt, KCBX News.